And we are joined now by Kristen Smith of the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce with today's short and sweet business beat. Thanks for joining us today.
I apologize for being late, but great to see you, Aaron.
All right. So I know we've got member news and we've got job news to get to. But before we get to that, obviously our top story for this week has been all development related with the decision on Legion Road on Monday and the decision by the Carrboro Board of Aldermen on Lloyd Farm, which we've already talked about yesterday. So first of all, just from a business perspective, your thoughts on that, and just in general, I know the Chamber of Commerce is always pro-development, so what can we do after all of those discussions about Legion Road and also about Lloyd Farm to encourage development, commercial and residential, in a way that passes muster at the board level?
It's interesting how you put it that way. I think that it's been a tough week for taxpayers. Within 48 hours, you have three meetings on the heels of two bond referendums that were passed that may potentially, although ones that we supported, they may potentially increase taxes, taking American Legion and reducing the potential tax value of that and increased investment in a multifamily property. County commissioners debating light rail and moving forward, I know it's non-binding, but moving forward with potential increases in revenue needed to support that project, and then to have Lloyd Farm. I thought Blake put it well that maybe the process was the loser, but I worry that although it looks like we need to reevaluate the process, both in the town of Carver and other places, I think I worry about the taxpayer being the big loser this week.
Mm. Do you think the process in Carborough in general needs to be revamped? Because I know we talked about that, just the idea of residents and community members and developers and sort of town staff sort of sitting down informally first before beginning the official formal process is something that Carborough officials have been happy with in the past, and this time not so much.
I think Alderman Siles tweeted something about there's room for nuance about a lot of these decisions, but I also think there's vast room for improvement. I think in general, the entitlement process, which increases the cost of doing business at the town, both towns and the county, can certainly be improved. And I think for Lloyd Farm, the big thing is to have sent it through mediation after a lot of neighborhood engagement. To send it through mediation and then to vote it down was really disappointing.
All right. Speaking with Kristen Smith, Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce, and let's shift gears and talk about better news, because there's member news coming up. There's job news that is it's always coming up, new jobs on the table, and it is holiday season, so we've got a parade coming up. We got holiday stuff coming up, and there's a lot of cool things happening in our community. So let's talk about that.
Listeners don't know that I gave Aaron two options. I said you can either have me be a curmudgeon and be cranky, or you can choose to be cheerful. So I'm trying to choose to be cheerful.
I'm trying to split the difference and bring the two sides together in a unity kind of way.
So even though the business climate is getting tougher, the business community is persevering and adding jobs and growing. So we have lots of great things to report, including jobs. You can always find jobs by chamber members at carolinachamber.org/jobs. The Owassa, our water utility, is seeking a highly responsible, detail-oriented individual to be their wastewater treatment plant operator. Silver Spot, just down the mall road
hall
from you.
Yeah.
Down
corridor?
The hall from
what
you.
What is that out there? Is that a hallway?
I like corridor.
Is
it that's
corridor?
A, yeah, yeah, down the corridor
the
from
mall
you.
Hall.
They're looking for both a line cook and concession attendants. AC Marriott, which is one of the one of three new hotels coming online. AC Marriott downtown is looking for a director of sales. Two worthy nonprofits are looking for managers of development and communications. The Cleft Palate Foundation and Club Nova in Carrboro. So find these and other jobs at carolinachamber.org/jobs.
Can we talk about what a brave new world we live in where the movie theater is hiring a line cook? Like, that never would have been even, that would not have made sense even 20 years ago. But now we've got this new, like, world of movie theaters, and Silver Spot's the one in Chapel Hill, but there's others coming online like that around the country where it's this luxury experience where you've got these great seats and everything, and it leans back and you can kick your feet up and enjoy the movie on the big screen. But they've also got the restaurant, they've got even the concession stand is really cool, and they're hiring, like, they've got actual kitchens back there making good food.
I think when Silver Spot came to Chapel Hill, I think it was an addition of 110 jobs. So, and they've seen a great retention at their movie theater compared to the other two that are located in Florida. Just a few skills you might need as a line cook. I have none of these skills, but you need to be able to broil, grill, fry, saute, and portion, batter, bread, season, and marinate.
I don't know what the difference is between frying and sautéing. Is that bad?
We'll let the applicants decide and discuss in their job interview what the difference between frying and sautéing is.
As far as I know, the difference between frying and sautéing is with sautéing, you add a little bit more oil to the pan. But other than that, I don't think there's any difference. I'm probably wrong.
But I'm in favor of both. Of eating both sautéed and fried foods.
Oh,
I think, unfortunately, it shows up on my waistline. But speaking of food, we're really excited. Disappointed in the Lloyd Farm vote, we're excited to have other economic development news from Carrboro. Chef and owner of Acme Food and Beverage, Kevin Callahan, has announced plans to open a new restaurant, Atlas Taco Bar, in South Green. South Green is that new retail center being constructed on South Greensboro Street, and it's really exciting. They have about 39,000 square feet of space remaining, but congratulations to Chef Kevin Callahan on this new venture.
I love Acme. I'm looking forward to Taco Bar.
Atlas Taco Bar in South Green. And additionally, also announced for South Green, Jason McCarter has leased space for a new small batch nano brewery and bottle shop. And it's called Gimgul Brewery and Bottle Company.
Very exciting.
Exciting news for retail and restaurant in Carrboro.
You know, not until just now have I ever thought about this, but Gimgul is an awesome name for a brewery, isn't it?
It is. It's a pretty amazing landmark and icon too in Chapel Hill. So, and this is not just a brewery; it's a nano brewery.
Right.
So, making very small batches of beer.
Okay.
Exciting news.
I'll have a Gimgul IPA. That sounds good.
You can find out at SouthGreenCarrboro.com.
And the one thing that I really like about South Green too, and I remember when Mayor Lavelle was here and we were talking about this project getting approved and all of the details behind it. There's going to be a sidewalk on South Greensboro Street where you can actually, like, it's going to be pedestrian friendly for the first time ever. I'm excited about that too.
Very excited. Yeah. Again, this is, I think we've talked about this before. It's a tough hill, but
yes.
I'm excited about the pedestrian improvements.
I'm very happy to walk down that hill and take Chapel Hill Transit up north. But there you go. All right.
So in other news, we have members helping members. Duke Energy awarded a grant to the Arts Center to support their teaching artists and scholarships for their organization's educational programming. I don't know if you know, but the Arts Center has held over 500 continuing arts education classes and awarded over 45,000 in scholarships over the last year and got a little extra help from Duke Energy. Learn more about both at our website. These are members helping members. And then get ready for March Madness. UNC takes on Davidson tonight, but another kind of March Madness, Hickory Tavern in Carrboro and Meals on Wheels Chapel Hill Carrboro are getting restaurants to sign up for March Madness Meals on Wheels Charity Day. So for March 14th, 2017, save the date. They are asking restaurants to donate 10% of their proceeds to help support the efforts to feed seniors in their community.
Awesome.
So you can find out more. Lots of member news, lots of exciting things happening, and businesses helping other organizations and businesses hiring. So good news to share.
That's really cool.
This week in December.
So carolinachamber.org is the website for all of that. Do we know how many restaurants they've been able to sign up so far? I know they have to be just getting started
started. Hickory Tavern is the first, but encouraging other restaurants to join efforts.
And so, March 14th is Pi Day, so it should be, we should make that a thing. And Kristen Smith's birthday as well. I'm sorry. I flipped the order there. It's also Kristen Smith's birthday and also Pi Day.
Yeah. No, I love celebrating Pi Day and hope that I can support Meals on Wheels on that day and hope everybody will continue to do that. So last but not least, one other job that I forgot to mention, the Red Hen is looking for retail help. The Red Hen is located here at University Place, and tomorrow at University Place we'll be having our annual event, Salute to Community Heroes, honoring first responders, members members of fire departments, police departments, and emergency services, and the sheriff's office. And we'll also present awards to community volunteers and citizens. It'll be a festive occasion with Chick-fil-A and a sing-along with the UNC Lorelei's. So you can find out more information about Salute to Community Heroes at carolinachamber.org/salute, 6 to 8 p.m. at the main stage here at University Place.
Just down the mall hall.
The mall
corridor.
The mall hall.
I like mall hall because it rhymes, but corridor is probably better. But that's going to be good, and everyone's invited to that. It's right there on the stage, so come on out
and
enjoy.
Invite your friends and colleagues. A festive occasion.
Always
I hope folks will try to shop local while they're here, but excited about honoring these special individuals.
Sounds good. CarolinaChamber.org, the website for all of that information and more. Kristen Smith, thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Aaron.